听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day to study English with us. Well, you know, our bodies are so complex and mysterious. Even with all the advances in science and medicine, there's still so much more we don't know about them. So, this month we at Studio Classroom want to begin the first of a two-part health article where we discuss 20 things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Today we'll touch on the first five fascinating facts about nutrition, exercise, and more. Now let's begin the reading at the top of page 18.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 1. Fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. In the spirit of those addictive, you know you're reading them even though you wish you weren't, Facebook notes everywhere, Health.com presents its list of 20 random things you might not know about the human body, nutrition, and exercise, sickness, and health. Go ahead, pass it on to your friends. Number 1. Dogs can smell cancer and low blood sugar. The Pine Street Foundation, a cancer education and research center in California, published a study showing it was possible to train dogs to identify, based on breath samples, which patients had lung and breast cancer. In diabetics, the presence of ketones, substances made by the body during the metabolic process, can be smelled in urine and on the breath when blood sugars are high. Dogs can pick up on other smells that humans can't when glucose levels drop.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip, and thanks for joining us for this month's health article. We're talking about 20 things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Now, this is part one. Next month, we'll talk about part two. So we'll actually only talk about 10 of these interesting facts today and tomorrow.
So we're going to talk about fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. I'm looking forward to learning all about this. Now, our article starts off by talking about Facebook notes. And as you know, many people in the world today have Facebook or other social networking sites. You might even have one yourself. And a Facebook note is just when friends send other friends notes, and a lot of times they want their friends to take a quiz or a survey or read a list. So in our article today, our author is calling these Facebook notes addictive.
Addictive, that's right. So if something is addictive, that means that it easily causes an addiction. So it makes you feel like you have to have it again and again. Actually, many people are addicted to caffeine. Caffeine is a very addictive chemical because it makes us feel very awake and alive. And so people can easily become addicted to caffeine.
Now, that's not the only adjective our author uses to describe Facebook notes. We have an interesting one here. It says, you know you're reading them even though you wish you weren't. Facebook notes everywhere. Now, that's a long hyphenated modifier, we might call it, several words to describe Facebook notes. And I think we could just say that's the author saying, You know you shouldn't be doing this, but you're doing it anyway, spending time reading Facebook notes when maybe you should be doing something else.
Okay, so in the spirit of these kinds of notes, these kinds of Facebook notes, health.com presents this list of 20 random things. So this is a list from a website called health.com, and we're putting it here in our article. Now, these are 20 random things that you might not know about the human body, nutrition and exercise, sickness, and health.
Wow, this sounds really interesting. Go ahead and pass it on to your friends, our article says. Let's get started with the first one. Now, this is amazing to me. It says dogs can smell cancer and low blood sugar. Did you know that? Well, an organization has done some research. That would be the Pine Street Foundation, and they are a cancer education and research center in California. And they came out with a study that shows that it is possible to train dogs to identify, based on breath samples, which patients had lung and breast cancer. Wow.
Now, that is amazing. So these dogs were able to smell people's breath that they breathed out of their mouths and identify lung and breast cancer. Well, the article goes on to say that in diabetics, those are people who have diabetes, a disease that where you're not able to control the amount of sugar in your blood, in diabetics, the presence of ketones, which are substances made by the body during the metabolic process, these ketones can be smelled in urine and on the breath when blood sugars are high.
Okay, well, let's back up to that word, metabolic. You might know the noun, maybe. It's metabolism. Now, metabolism is the system that your body uses to process food in order to change it into energy. So it's important to have a good, a strong, a healthy metabolic system, especially if you are diabetic.
And these dogs can smell these ketones in the urine, and the urine is your body's wastewater. So when you go to the bathroom, that's what you give to the toilet. And dogs can smell the urine and identify high blood sugar.
And they can also pick up on other smells that humans aren't able to smell. They can pick up on when humans' glucose levels drop. Now, glucose is a type of sugar. It's the primary type of sugar that is found in blood. Well, we're going to watch a skit right now and take a break, but when we come back, we have plenty more to tell you about health things that you might not know.
Good news. I'm in good health. My blood sugar is good, and I don't have cancer.
Well, that's great. Is that what the doctor said?
No, that's what my dog said.
Well, how can your dog tell?
By the smell. Oh, you enter your house through the kitchen door, don't you?
Well, yes. How do you know?
Because you're 15% fatter. That's how I know.
Oh, well, you know what? It doesn't matter because I have a great tan.
Oh, have you been spending time in the sun?
Oh, no. I've been spending time on my computer. My tan is from the computer screen.
Really? You got a tan from the computer screen?
No, that's just a hoax, but I think it's funny.
The hoax may be funny, but skin cancer is no joke. You be careful.
Oh, I will.
You know, my doctor doesn't get enough exercise.
Why not?
He's too busy.
Busy? What's he doing?
Telling me to exercise.
Well, guess what? I brush my teeth with baking soda.
Oh, what for?
Well, it makes them white.
Oh, yes. Well, guess what?
What?
I use garlic on my feet.
You do? What for?
So I don't get athlete's foot.
Oh, don't worry. You won't get athlete's foot.
Why not?
Well, you're not an athlete.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back from the break. We are talking about some things you probably didn't know about your health. A while back, health.com made a list of things they thought we should know about the human body: nutrition, exercise, sickness, and health. We at Studio Classroom thought they were so interesting, we wanted to pass them on to you, our friends. Some facts are fun, while others may cause you to stop and think, change a bad habit, or start a new healthy habit. Now, let's see what some of you said about a dog's ability to smell a disease.
Of course, I believe if dog can smell drug in the airport and survivor in the earthquake, they definitely can smell cancer in the patient.
Yes, I believe that dogs can sniff out anything by training.
Well, thank you for sharing your opinion about that. Let's right now get back to our reading, which resumes on line 14.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 1. Number 2. Researchers at Cornell University found that people who pass through an entryway near the kitchen tend to eat 15% more than those who use the front door. Number 3. 4 out of 5 doctors in the UK don't work out enough. Heavy workloads, lack of time, and poor motivation contributed to the lack of exercise. Number 4. You can't get a tan from your computer screen. The computer tan website was created as a hoax to raise awareness about skin cancer. Number 5. Baking soda can whiten teeth, and garlic can help treat athlete's foot.
Welcome back. Well, before the break, we have been looking at some of these things that you probably didn't know about health, about your body and exercise and nutrition. The first one that we looked at today says that dogs can smell cancer and low and high blood sugar. The second one we're looking at has to do with the position of our kitchens in relationship to our doorway or our entryway.
This is very interesting. It says that researchers at Cornell University found that people who pass through an entryway near the kitchen tend to eat 15% more than those who use the front door. Now, this is pretty fascinating. They actually did research on this, and they found that people who go through the entryway near the kitchen, and an entryway is just a way to enter into your house. It's a door. If you enter through close to the kitchen, you're more likely to eat more food.
Right. Well, I think this is pretty typical in an American home. Many Americans' homes have a front door, which is not close to the kitchen usually, and a back door, one that sometimes is close to the kitchen. So those who use the entryway near the kitchen eat a lot more than those who don't.
I can understand that. You walk in maybe from a long day at work and you're hungry, and the first room you're in is your kitchen. You might automatically go to the refrigerator and open it up and get something to eat. I can understand this one. Now, our third item is that 4 out of 5 doctors in the UK don't work out enough. Now, Chip, this is surprising to me. Doctors are all about health and helping other people with their health.
Right.
So this surprises me a little bit.
Right. This is a little surprising. 4 out of 5. So that is definitely the clear majority of doctors who don't work out enough. Now, when we say work out, we're probably not talking about all kinds of sports. But when we say workout, we're usually talking about exercise, maybe lifting weights or training or doing some kind of physical training, maybe running or hiking.
And it sounds like the cause of them not being able to work out enough is their heavy workloads, their lack of time, and poor motivation. All of those things are contributing to their lack of exercise. Well, we have one more right here we'd like to share with you. It is that you can't get a tan from your computer screen. Now, I really enjoy getting a tan in the summer. I like to have a little bit of color on me, but I have never heard this, that you could maybe get a tan from your computer screen.
Well, actually, I have heard this, Chelsea. I I have heard this not from health.com, but, and I don't remember who told me this, but I heard that you can get a tan from your computer screen. Well, health.com says that this computer tan website was created as a hoax to raise awareness about skin cancer. Now, a hoax is a story or something that has been created in order to trick people, in order to deceive people.
All right, right now let's go to Liz with Grammar on the Go so we can look at this sentence more closely.
Hi there, friends. How are you? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. We've been talking about the 20 things you probably don't know about your body and health. We all know that health is important, but unfortunately, there's just so much confusion out there, which is why there are all sorts of groups and organizations trying to bring awareness to the public regarding different things. For example, our article states, the Computer Tan website was created as a hoax to raise awareness about skin cancer. That's our grammar tip sentence for today. Notice the phrase, to raise awareness. It's just a fancy way to say to bring attention to. In other words, today's sentence just means that the Computer Tan website was created as a hoax to get people to pay more attention to the problem of skin cancer. To raise awareness is often used in formal situations when people want to talk about an issue and get more people to pay attention to the issue. For example, there are many community events that try to increase the public's understanding of HIV prevention, so we can say that these community events raise awareness about HIV prevention. Or a lot of celebrities these days are getting involved in children's projects and trying to get people to know the problems that children face. We can say many celebrities are trying to raise awareness of children's issues. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Be sure to check out today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Well, right now let's look at number 5 and raise some awareness about baking soda and garlic. Baking soda can whiten your teeth, and garlic can actually help treat athlete's foot. Now, athlete's foot is a common skin disease, a fungus disease. It's on your foot and it's very itchy, and a lot of athletes get it because their feet sweat when they play their sports. Well, right now we're going to visit the chat room, and we have plenty more for you on this article tomorrow. See you then. So, Ken, I see you're reading Studio Classroom magazine again.
Yes, I am. You know, today's article is really interesting. Did you know that baking soda can whiten teeth and garlic can help treat athlete's foot?
Thanks for sharing, Ken, but I think athlete's foot is probably the last thing on my mind right now.
Oh, sorry. Here's one that's not very clear. It says 4 out of 5 doctors in the UK don't work out enough. They don't work out. I thought only situations don't work out, like a marriage.
Oh, that's a different meaning of workout.
So what does it mean?
Well, why don't I contact Linda on my computer and we can find out.
Okay.
Hi, guys. You know, workout is a very common phrase in English. In the article, workout means to exercise. If you go to the gym to exercise every morning, then you work out at the gym every morning. Workout also has some other meanings. It can refer to accomplishing something by work. For example, you can work out a solution to a problem. If two people don't agree with each other, they can work out their personal differences, meaning they can try to solve them. Workout can also mean having a successful outcome. If someone's marriage didn't work out, then that means their marriage failed, and the couple is probably no longer together. And you know, I think this way of contacting me has worked out well for you guys. It's very convenient. Well, until next time, bye.
Wow, I didn't know that such a simple phrase could have so many different meanings.
Doesn't it, though?
So, to work out is to exercise. What about exercise as a noun? Can I also use work out?
Yes, you can. Just put the two words together and you get the noun, a workout. I might ask you, how was your workout this morning?
Oh, I see. Well, I'm glad I have you to help me work out English problems.
It's my pleasure.
很实用的一个片语 work out. Work out 可以表示解决一个问题。We need to work out a solution to the problem. 或者表示问题获得解决产生结果。比如说 the situation worked out. 那这个用法呢也可以用于否定句。如果一件事 didn't work out, 就表示它失败了。Their marriage didn't work out. 他们的婚姻失败。在课文中 ,work out 表示 exercise, 运动。Four out of five doctors in the UK don't work out enough. 英国的医生当中每五位就有四位缺乏运动。若是把 work out 两个字合并成一个字呢 ,work out 变成了名词。比如说 ,I had a great workout this morning. 我今天早上运动后很舒服。好，我们下次图书馆见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 addictive 这个形容词。Addictive 是指令人上瘾的。例如 ,These addictive online games not only cost money, but they also waste your precious time. 这些令人上瘾的线上游戏不仅消耗金钱，也浪费你宝贵的时间。或者是 addictive drugs, 令人上瘾的药物。如果是形容上瘾的人是用 addicted, A-D-D-I-C-T-E-D 这个形容词。例如 ,Jason has been addicted to alcohol since he was young. Jason 从年轻的时候就开始酗酒了。继续我们看的是 metabolic 这个形容词。注意它的重音是在第三音节念成 metabolic, 意思是新陈代谢的。例如 ,exercising can increase your metabolic rate,and help you burn calories quickly. 运动能够增加你新陈代谢的速度并且有助快速燃烧卡路里。或者是 The metabolic disorder might be caused by the lack of a certain enzyme. 这个新陈代谢的失调可能是缺乏某种酵素所引起的。最后我们看的是 hoax 这个名词。Hoax 是指骗局、玩笑或者是恶作剧。例如 ,The report of a fire at the school turned out to be a hoax. 学校里有人报失火,结果是一个恶作剧。或者是 ,He made a hoax call pretending to be the boss. 他打了一通恶作剧的电话假装成老板。Hoax 也可以当动词。例如 ,I was hoaxed into believing his lies. 我上了当相信了他的谎言。And I guess that's all for today's language tips. Make sure you come back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Twenty things you probably didn't know about your body and health. Part 1. Fascinating facts on nutrition, exercise, and more. In the spirit of those addictive, you know you're reading them even though you wish you weren't, Facebook notes everywhere, Health.com presents its list of 20 random things you might not know about the human body, nutrition, and exercise, sickness, and health. Go ahead. Pass it on to your friends. Number 1. Dogs can smell cancer and low blood sugar. The Pine Street Foundation, a cancer education and research center in California, published a study showing it was possible to train dogs to identify, based on breath samples, which patients had lung and breast cancer. In diabetics, the presence of ketones, substances made by the body during the metabolic process, can be smelled in urine and on the breath when blood sugars are high. Dogs can pick up on other smells that humans can't when glucose levels drop. Number 2. Researchers at Cornell University found that people who pass through an entryway near the kitchen tend to eat 15% more than those who use the front door. Number 3. 4 out of 5 doctors in the UK don't work out enough. Heavy workloads, lack of time, and poor motivation contributed to the lack of exercise. Number 4. you can't get a tan from your computer screen. The computer tan website was created as a hoax to raise awareness about skin cancer. Number 5. Baking soda can whiten teeth, and garlic can help treat athlete's foot.
That's an interesting question. I don't think you can get a tan from your computer screen, but if you still worry about it, just put on sunscreen.
I don't think so. Otherwise, I would have been very tanned by now.
Well, thank you for that, friends. If over the next few weeks you notice my teeth getting whiter, it's because I'm trying out fact number 5. I want to brush away those stubborn coffee and tea stains with baking soda. Now, the second part of that 5th fact, garlic helping treat athlete's foot. Does that mean we should eat the garlic or put the garlic in our shoes? Friends, we have 5 more interesting body and health facts to discuss tomorrow. Until then, I and everyone here at Studio Classroom hope you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.